Exclusive, two-thirds of independents believe friends afraid to say who they will vote for in midterms. By Hannah Blow on November 3, 2022. Two-thirds of independent voters believe friends and family are afraid to say who they will actually vote for in the midterm elections. A Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey released exclusively to Breitbart News on Thursday revealed. The survey found two-thirds of independents, 66.3%, expressing the belief that their friends and family members are afraid to express their views about who they will vote for in the 2022 midterm elections. The majority of Republican voters, 51.4%, said the same. Further, 60.1% of independents believe their friends and family members will vote for Republicans in the 2022 midterm elections, compared to 30.5% who believe they will vote for Democrats. Perhaps what is most surprising is that over a quarter of Democrats, 27%, believe their friends and neighbors will vote for Republicans in the 2022 midterm elections as well. Our pollster Robert Cahaly is famous for having devised a method to ask voters what they themselves think by asking what their neighbors think. And we wanted to apply that principle to understanding how voters feel in the current climate, Convention of States President Mark Meckler said in a statement, noting that most independents appear to be breaking for Republicans in this poll. And interestingly, that's about the same number who are afraid to say who they'll vote for. This indicates that the theory of the submerged voter so concerned about people finding out who they voted for that pollsters cannot detect them will come into play in this midterm in a major way, he added. The survey coincides with recent polling indicating a forthcoming red wave nationwide, sparking the left's latest scramble, rolling out big names such as former President Barack Obama, who stumped in Georgia, while President Biden travels to areas such as Florida and New Mexico. Meanwhile, twice-failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is heading to New York to attempt to help vulnerable Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul, D, across the finish line. But more importantly, I'm not sure they really understand the threats to their way of life, Clinton said during a recent appearance on MSNBC, insulting the intelligence of the average American voter days ahead of the highly anticipated Election Day.